What's up, Tax Savers, and welcome to the podcast, Tax Savers University, if you weren't aware of what it's called. I'm Tyler McBroom, and I'm here to answer some Q&A that I received from Instagram, at Tyler McBroom there. If you're not following me, go do that and shoot me a DM for some free tax questions getting answered. All right, so I got one right here. Are you concerned about paying more tax because you pulled money from your corporate account into your personal account? And so the answer depends on if you're an S corporation or a C corporation. So I'll take the S corporation first, because this is where most of the confusion is around when it comes to pulling money out of your account. So an S corporation is what's called a pass-through entity, which means you pay tax on the net income of the business, whether you pull the money out of your business bank account or not. So if you make $100,000 in the business and pull $20,000 out of your business bank account, you're paying tax on $100,000. If you make $100,000 in the business and pull $90,000 out of your bank account, business bank account, you pay tax on $100,000. So when that means, because you've already paid tax on that earned income, well, it's not technically earned, what's that earned income in the eyes of the IRS, but that's a different topic. Because you pay tax on that income when you make profits on it, when you pull it out into your personal account, there's no additional tax. That's the S corporation. If you're a C corporation, and by the way, how you pull that out can be you can pull it out in the form of going to the ATM and taking cash withdrawals. You can just write yourself a check made out to your own personal name, or if you're accounts are electronically linked, you can make an electronic transfer. There doesn't have to be any fancy way where you legally claim a dividend. Now, you want to document what you pull out in your annual corporate minutes. But as far as throughout the year when you're pulling money out, you can transfer money in and out of that account at will. On a C corporation, it's different. So a C corporation is not a pass-through entity, and you have your own corporate income tax, which the federal rate's 21% right now. The state rate, it varies depending on the state. But so if you make $100,000 in a C corporation, let's just say it's we're just talking federal only, then you'd have $21,000 of tax at the corporate level. And then if you pay yourself a $50,000 wage, that would be a deduction to the corporation. So you'd only have corporate tax of $50,000, and then you'd have personal income tax of $50,000. But you have also payroll taxes on those wages. If you make $100,000 in the C corporation and then pull it out as a dividend, now you have $21,000 at the corporate level, and then you pay personal income tax on the dividend that you pull out. So that's where you've heard the phrase double taxation, maybe. That's where it comes in on the C corporation. There's no double taxation on an S corporation. So that was a reasonably complicated answer. So we're going to just do one Q&A on this episode, and tune in tomorrow for some more Q&A, and we'll see you next time.